Welcome to the Global from Asia podcast, where the daunting process of running an international business from Hong Kong is broken down into straight-up actionable advice. And now, your host, Michael Michelini.
Thank you guys for tuning in again. I'm kind of still catching my breath. I just took a high noon hike in Nansha Mountain in Shenzhen, Sherco. It's late July 2014, and I wanted to clear my head a bit, get some sun, and maybe it was a little bit of a crazy idea. I got a bit dizzy, maybe I'm out of shape, and luckily I could make it to a vendor. They have Gatorade, and I'm not talking about a machine vendor, this is a human vendor. They're people, I think, even live in the mountain, and they sell juices and ice creams right on the mountainside in their booth. So I caught one and got myself hydrated with Gatorade. So thank you, China. So also some updates from listeners. I love hearing from you guys. We had Jack, found our podcast from searching on about Stripe merchant accounts in Hong Kong, episode 26. And he gave me a lot of ideas, and he was mentioning payment wall merchant account services. And I'm going to try to get them on the show to kind of learn about them. I also hope to catch up with him for a coffee. I'm actually lowering my coffee intake, so it'll probably be tea for me when he comes over from Taiwan, visiting Hong Kong and Shenzhen for his new business venture. So thanks for listening, Jack. I'm really energized for this week's episode. I know lots of readers and friends and blog readers always kind of ask me, how do they start their career or get started over in Asia? Maybe they aren't ready to start their own business, or they're not interested to start their own business. Maybe they're looking to start their careers here. So I asked Justin Leung from Ambition Recruiting Services in Hong Kong to give us some insights and overview about how people not in Asia can start their job search. So let's listen in. So thank you, everybody, for tuning in to another Global from Asia podcast. We are here in Wan Chai, Hong Kong, in the Ambition office with Justin Leung. Thanks for being here, Justin.
Thank you. Thank you for your time.
Sure. Thanks for being here. Can you introduce yourself and Ambition to the listeners today?
Sure. So my role here at Ambition, I'm the associate director, and I look after two recruitment practices, sales and marketing, as well as supply chain and procurement. So Ambition, we are an Australian-based firm listed in the Australian stock market. We've been in operations for 15 years. We're actually celebrating our 15-year anniversary in August. And in Hong Kong, we've been in practice for 13 years now. And apart from the two areas that I mentioned, we also recruit into technology, finance and accounting, as well as banking and financial services.
So, we can talk about different industries. I think a lot of listeners are maybe in Asia already or in their home countries, such as the U.S., Europe, maybe other parts, Australia, South America. And I think the trend, at least from my little world, is people always contacting me for opportunities to try to get started in their career in Asia and maybe specifically Hong Kong. What would you what kind of trends have you seen with hiring in Asia?
Sure. And I think you're right. If you look at the global economy, Asia is definitely the spotlight. I think the consumption ability in Asia is going to increase, with China and India being the driving force. When you look at the rest of the global market, I think the U.S. is showing signs of recovery. But I think Europe, a lot of job seekers in the European side is still struggling to find good job opportunities. So yes, I have seen trends that more people are looking into Asia. And especially over the last 2 to 3 years, I get more requests and candidates from overseas than I've seen in my 7-year recruitment experience. So that is certainly the trend.
We were just talking about it before the recording, but other interviews we've done is with immigration visas, and they're saying it's getting more difficult. I think they're noticing the same, or?
Yeah, in terms of overseas job seekers trying to get a work permit in Hong Kong, it hasn't really been an issue for a long, long time. I think recently I've seen a few cases of rejection, which I haven't really seen before, but those are more for sort of entry-level markets. The immigration department is usually pretty good for Hong Kong, especially for more acquired skill set and experience. And if candidates have 10, 15-year experience level, they're usually pretty good. But for sort of more fresh grads out of university, I guess a fewer years of experience, they would really ask the employers in Hong Kong, well, why can't you find local talent? And that's where I see a lot of the rejection cases coming from. It's more the junior end of the market.
Yeah, that kind of makes sense. I believe the world is going to be more and more flat right now. Mm. And, you know, opportunities should be for everybody. So, you know, like I said, I think a lot of our listeners are at home in the Western countries, maybe want to come to Asia. What would you suggest they do to get started in their search in maybe a career here?
I think Asia, again, is very diverse place, different countries from India to China. You got North Asia, Japan and Korea, all very different and distinct cultures. I think first and foremost, for job seekers, you need to identify which area specifically within Asia, which is such a vast region that you really want to sort of invest your time or plan your career in. China, obviously a fast-growing engine, but there are a lot of Southeast Asian countries such as Vietnam are also really up and coming. So really, I think first and foremost, to identify where you want to be. Mm-hmm. I have seen a lot of job seekers from overseas doing this regional tour. They've spent a few years in China and then a few years in Hong Kong and in Taiwan and Singapore. It's possible. I think Asia-Pac is a very closely knitted bunch of countries where you can actually gain experience from different places. So to answer your question really is to research into what areas you want to be in, what job functions, what are the hot industries, but more importantly, your commitment in this region. I see a lot of job seekers perhaps passing by on holiday, trying to look for jobs, and employers can sort of decipher and realize soon enough that you're not really that serious. And that's why I guess a lot of listeners are finding challenges in finding jobs remotely from the home countries, because employers can't really see your commitment level. Mm-hmm. So for those who are really serious and committed, success cases I've seen are people who really move to Asia for a block of time, 2 to 3 months, maybe even up to 6 months a year, to show really the commitment in this region. But at the same time, I appreciate you can't just give up your job one day and relocate all the way to Asia. So it's a personal choice.
I've had personal friends actually, like one in New York, he's in banking, and he'd been asking me about coming over to Hong Kong. He had been here once before, and he finally took like a 2-week trip here, and he was with different recruiters and having interviews. And I don't know if he was so successful, because I think he felt even 2 weeks was so rushed. He had to go back to New York, and I understand the commitment, but yeah, I understand their side too, is they can't make that. They kind of need that some kind of assurance that they can find the right thing here. So it's a tricky thing. Mm-hmm. Okay, and so you're bringing up a hot industries, what have you been seeing lately for industries?
So I'm going to focus more on the non-financial services side. So the non-banking area, e-commerce, anything related to sort of digital marketing is absolutely very hot right now. These social media platforms, Facebook, Twitter, in China, there is obviously Weibo, WeChat, it's popping up all over the place. Consumer brands, whether it's luxury brands, lifestyle brands, or even services that targets these mass markets, have a huge interest in their marketing platforms to utilize these digital platforms or social media platforms. So there's a huge demand in this particular area.
So I think I'm also thinking most of these, of course, we're interviewing in English today. Mm. And so I ask in a follow-up is for Westerners, is that the same, or you mentioned like Chinese social media. I'm sure that a lot of these people from overseas don't speak or read Chinese. Is that an issue, or does that make it different for them?
Yeah, that's a really good question, Mike. And I think I get asked every time with an overseas job seeker looking for jobs, and you realize if you search online for job descriptions or job postings, 9 out of 10 will have that requirement for Chinese language skills or local language skills. Yes, I think it's true. So Westerners may find it easier to get into roles that are maybe perhaps a regional role versus only managing a local market. So if you look at a regional Asia Pacific wide role, then English is still very much the international language. versus if it's a local language role that looks after Hong Kong or only looks after Taiwan, then that Chinese or local language skills all of a sudden becomes important and will be a must-have.
Yeah, that makes sense. And then, so for the supply side, or I'm not sure if I use the right industry term, but, you know, for the biggest demand from the companies, maybe what countries do you think are had more opportunities for seekers?
Yeah, again, I see that the appetite for China in terms of hiring, it's just going to continue to go up. So job seekers definitely should look into China. Another country, Singapore, is also increasingly ramping up their hiring activities across a number of industries. And I think a lot of reasons why Singapore government provides different businesses a lot of incentives to set up regional headquarters in Singapore. So that in turn creates a very active job market.
Interesting. And so, like you said, you mentioned China, and then of course there's the language issue. Is there, so in China, is there opportunities for non-Chinese speaking Westerners? I think maybe they were doing the international regional part of that in China. Would that be more like a fit inside China?
Yeah, I think non-Chinese speakers will find job opportunities. It may take you more effort to look into specific jobs or areas or industries. It may be jobs that perhaps deals or sells into your home country. So looking into the international market where they need that, let's say, international or language skill like Spanish or French. So there are opportunities like that. There are other opportunities that, again, look after more of a regional scope where, I mean, English is still, again, a very international language. So non-Chinese speakers will still find opportunities. You just need to really look into it.
And then I kind of just put the other side is, do you notice where people looking for opportunities want to go? Or I don't know if you have that kind of data, but what do you think people are looking for?
Yeah, I think a general trend for overseas job seekers is they tend to be very flexible. I really can't say an area. When they want to sort of relocate, knowing that they don't have that specific regional experience, or again, we talked about language skills, they tend to be quite flexible. Mm-hmm. But it's a lot of times I think we look at the job function. If a person has experience in logistics or supply chain, they tend to stick within supply chain or have an increased chance of finding a job within the same job family or function. Same goes to sales or marketing or accounting, or more of the sort of the professional or jobs that require a professional degree, such as accounting. So people tend to stick within the job families that they have experience in.
So a little bit about your services. I'm sure listeners today maybe are looking to come over here and are interested in how maybe you guys can help. Well, can you give us a basic idea on the show today?
Sure. So as a recruitment company, we basically help candidates find and map out their next career move, and we help businesses locate talent. So we're happy to hear from candidates and clients alike, and it's easy to contact us, contact details on our website, and we're happy to speak to different people, so whether you're from overseas or from the local market.
And, you know, a tip, I always try to put one of the last questions is like a tip for a listener, maybe in America or, you know, anywhere else. I usually focus on people outside of Asia already want to get here. Kind of covered at the beginning, but maybe one thing, what would you tell them to get started to it right now, today?
Yeah, is really to research, because again, Asia is such a big place with different countries and cultures. Find out what suits your personality and where you want to be in the long term. A lot of people focus on finding that job, which is the next immediate job, but neglect to realize it's going to be a long-term commitment. Employers want to hire you for a long-term commitment, so you need to not just think over the next year or two, or not just for your next job, but really over the next perhaps 5 to 10 years where you want to be. So having that long-term view is a really good start, I think.
And, you know, ways, maybe just a little plug about your website or ways that you want people to engage with you guys?
Yeah, sure. So I'm based here in Hong Kong. So if you want to find out more about Ambition and company information, you can hop on to the website, www.ambition.com.hk, and you can find a lot more details and as well as job postings that may be relevant to you.
I'll also link it up on our show notes, everybody, so you can check that out. And thanks for being here, Justin. Appreciate you sharing.
Thanks for your time, Mike.
Thanks, Justin. I hope this inspires some listeners wondering how to get started on getting to Asia, some action steps. But, you know, as he did mention, it does take some time being here on the ground, meeting people, networking, visiting companies. So, you know, maybe there's some things you can do while you're home, but a lot is best to be done while you're here. So hopefully there's at least some things you can start to do. And I have to say, in life, those who actively make moves every single day towards their goals are the ones that have a chance to get in their dreams to come true. So there's, you know, big wins are critical, of course, but I still believe it's those little singles you hit in baseball every day that get you to the real goal and get those opportunities. So it's about writing down what you want and making it happen. So if anybody ever wants notes on the show, don't forget we have our website, globalfromasia.com, and this will be on /episode 43. I also remember that I have a fancy new voicemail thingy, so if you don't want to type comments or you don't want to, you know, write a lot or email, you can go to globalfromasia.com/voicemail. I'll take any feedback I can get, email, coffee or tea, tweets at my personal Twitter account at Michelini, M-I-C-H-E-L-I-N-I, and I'm definitely loving it. Thanks, guys. See you next week.
To get more info about running an international business via Hong Kong, please visit our website at www.globalfromasia.com. That's www.globalfromasia.com. Also, be sure to subscribe to our iTunes feed. Thanks for tuning in.